All right, Coach Ebeling after the win here tonight over Creston. Coach, thought your team played pretty good basketball. You made some good decisions throughout the game. I thought, you know, there are times where maybe it could have got a little bit testy, but your guys stayed pretty calm and dealt with the ebbs and flows of the game.
Yeah, you know, for having a week off, not playing at all last week, and you know, kind of regrouping and kind of getting back in the flow of things, I thought we came out actually pretty well in that first quarter. Really set the tone early. I give Creston credit. They came right back at us. You know, and we, after that first and initial run where things seemed to be going pretty well, we had that little lull there that, you know, you could tell a little rust was there. At halftime, it was, you know, really more of a motivational thing of, hey, you know, we knew Smallwood was their main guy. He had 16 in the first half, I believe. You know, I told him this. If you're not going to stop him, we're not getting this one tonight. You're going to have to step up. And, you know, Tyler Mullen, I thought, did a great job the second half. I think he ended up with 24, and I know he had four really late in the fourth quarter. So I thought we did an excellent job there. You know, it's a good win. Creston's in our sub-state for seeding purposes. Now we split with them. You know, so it's a big win. We knew coming in we had to get this one, and the boys came through.
Yeah, and you talk about Smallwood, you know, dropped 38 last time, so you knew you needed to slow him down a little bit more than that. And like you said, in the second half, you made it much more difficult for him to catch the ball where he wanted it.
Well, and he's just an aggressive young player. If you look over his last four games, I think he averaged a double-double in his last four games. I mean, the kid is just relentless. But again, you got to hope to slow a guy like that down. You're not going to shut him out. But you just got to slow him down. And first half, we didn't do that. Second half, I thought we did. I thought it was much better. You know, and it's a great win, but it's got to be short-lived. You know, and like I told the boys, enjoy tonight because we tip off tomorrow night in less than 24 hours again to play a Clarinda team that, you know, we just beat a couple weeks ago. So they're going to be looking for, hey, what can we do to get back at us? And, you know, we're just going to rest tonight and go in there tomorrow and hopefully come out with a win.
And I thought also it was overall just great team defense. You know, you obviously made it tough for the rest of those guys because, you know, they only get four guys in the scorebook and some of them only with a few points, so you made it tough on them tonight.
Well, we kind of switched up our defense there in the third quarter, something we haven't really shown a lot of, and I think that gave them problems that they weren't really prepared for it. You know, I don't like to show all my cards early on, but we've been working on that since winter break. We just haven't really pulled it out yet. But, you know, it's February now. You got to make sure things, you know, work and guys are comfortable in the game situation on how things, you know, go. And I thought we did extremely well in that 2-3 matchup zone, and we got some steals. I think it bothered them. I don't think they knew if we were a man or zone, and they just had some confusion, and that's how we kind of pulled away there a little bit. So, but again, it was the boys making plays, being active, and you know, the credit goes all to them.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Hey, thank you.